This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, June 18th. God's word to you today is relax. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 116, verse 7, from the Voice Translation, and it says, O my soul, return and relax. Come to your true rest, for the Eternal has showered you with his favor. I can confidently tell you that God loves me. God does not love me because I preach a good sermon or because someone gives his or her life to Jesus. Yes, he is happy, but that is not the reason why he loves me. I know this truth like I know my own name. It is engraved into every fiber of my being, so I do not have or feel any pressure. Why? I do not feel pressure because God loves me. In fact, he made sure my father gave me a name that translates to God loves me, so that I will never forget it. God wants you to understand this and relax. Key question 1. What are you trying to prove? Why am I trying so hard? This question runs through all the aspects of our lives. A woman insists on having 8 children because her sister has 5 children. What are you trying to prove? How do you plan to pay their school fees? Your focus cannot be on boasting about having more children alone. When you answer this question honestly, you would have taken your first step to victory. The second step to victory would be discovering that you do not need to prove anything. Just be who God has called you to be. The E in relax stands for enjoy what you already have, and this means contentment. Ecclesiastes 3:13 from the Good News Translation says, all of us should eat and drink and enjoy what we have worked for. It is God's gift. Enjoy what you have worked for. In Lagos, Nigeria, a lot of private residential estates are springing up everywhere. Where I live, people are building and remodeling their houses consistently. But 80 to 90% of the time, if you knock on the gates, there is no one at home. Everybody is out hustling and struggling for more money. Children these days are growing up with their parents consistently away from the house. You have built the house, right? Then enjoy the house and enjoy your family. God says we should enjoy work and be content with what we have. Contentment is very powerful. However, contentment is not complacency. 1 Timothy 6, verse 6 to 8 says, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Let us pray. O my soul, hear the word of the Lord. Relax and enter your true rest, for Jehovah has showered you with his favor. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.